91X News.
It's 12 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. The union representing Air Canada's flight attendants say the strike by the 6,800 workers is going ahead as planned. Reporter Peter Ray of the Canadian Press says declarations by the Federal Labor Minister apparently haven't changed that.
Federal Labor Minister Lisa Raitt has said that the government would move to prevent a strike by sending the matter to the Canada Industrial Relations Board for review. She maintains no strike or lockout is permitted while the independent agency is studying the matter. But the Canadian Union of Public Employees, which represents the flight attendants, says it hasn't received anything from the minister, and the board hasn't even called the union to a meeting.
The union also says it has consulted its lawyers, who say there's nothing preventing the workers from going on a legal strike. It's a black eye that Research in Motion doesn't need, as it struggles with a slowing sales and a disappointing tablet. Technical glitches continue to affect millions of BlackBerry users around the world for a third day, and seem to be spreading. Some Canadian users were reporting outages and delays today for smartphones, text, and email services. RIM says it's working to fix the problem, which also affects Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and some areas of South America and Asia. Party leader Andrea Horwath has appointed two veteran New Democrats to key positions in Ontario's new minority parliament. Toronto's Sherry DeNovo will serve as the party's whip, making sure all 17 party members show up to vote on new legislation. DeNovo's position is an important one, as the governing Liberals are one seat shy of a majority government with just 53 seats. The two opposition parties combined have 54 seats, which means that every vote will count. Gilles Bisson, who represents the northern riding of Timmins-James Bay, will serve as the NDP's House leader. Bisson will negotiate weekly with the other party representatives on what legislation will be brought forward for debate. A human rights group says Canada is obliged to detain former U.S. President George W. Bush when he visits V.C. next week. Amnesty International Canada says the federal government has a responsibility under the international law to investigate Bush for war crimes and torture. It says Bush admits in his memoirs that he authorized the use of torture against terror suspects. Bush is scheduled to attend an economic conference in Surrey. The Mexican army says it has mobilized hundreds of soldiers to respond to Hurricane Hova, a Category 2 storm that hit the Pacific coast of Mexico this morning. Reporter Lindsay Davis in Puerto Vallarta says there are many concerns.
The main concern here is rain, up to 20 inches of it in some areas. It just continues to come down. And the big fear is for major flooding and potentially deadly mudslides.
The full extent of damage is still unclear. There were no immediate reports of death. A judge has ruled that a Cornwall man who killed a child in 2008 will serve 18 years in prison before he can apply for parole. 23-year-old Shane Haley pled guilty to a second-degree murder earlier this year. He stabbed 5-year-old Alyssa Martin Travers in a Cumberland Street home. Murder carries a life sentence, but lawyers laid out their case 2 weeks ago on when Haley should be able to apply for parole. The Crown wanted 20 years, but the defense wanted 15. Judge Robert Pelletier made his ruling late this morning. That's 91X News to 302. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
The Detroit Tigers will be looking to even their series with Texas today at 4. The Rangers hope right-hander Matt Harrison can put them up 3-1 in the American League Championship Series when they head back to Texas. Rick Porcello is taking the mound for Detroit, who looked to stay hot after beating the Rangers last night. The Milwaukee Brewers hope their ace Giovanni Gallardo can put them up 2-1 over St. Louis tonight. The Cardinals are countering with Chris Carpenter. In hockey tonight, Carolina plays host to the reigning Stanley Cup champion Boston Bruins. Henrik Sedin will be in the lineup for Vancouver as they take on the Philadelphia despite being run into the boards on Monday. Colorado is heading to Columbus to take on the Blue Jackets. After serving a 5-game suspension, Terrell Pryor has returned to practice for the Oakland Raiders. Pryor participated in the NFL supplemental draft after being involved in a cash for memorabilia scandal with the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Canadian Football League weekly honors were handed out today. Montreal Alouettes quarterback Anthony Calvillo took home offensive honors after his team beat the Toronto Argonauts on Monday. Fellow Alouette Anwar Stewart was selected for the defensive award. BC's Paul McCallum was the Special Teams Player of the Week, and Edmonton Eskimos running back Jerome Messam was named Top Canadian. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers this afternoon with a high of 19 and a UV index of 3 or moderate. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of shower early this evening, showers beginning this evening with a low of 12. Thursday, showers ending tonight. Ending late in the morning, then cloudy with 60% chance of showers. Wind becoming 20 kilometers an hour late in the evening with a high of 17. It's 12 degrees, and I'm Sam Norman with Sean Macy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.